this meaning, and it was all right. Come on now, living, it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. It's all right. And it's all right now. And it's all right now. And it's all right now.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, jet plane, babe, get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet fam and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in the radio, baby, then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before we took a break, you heard Free Money by Patti Smith, and before that was Rock and Roll by the Velvet Underground. Here's some more Patti Smith. This is Ghost Dance.
What is it, children? Falls from the sky. Manna from heaven, from the Most High. Food from the Father. We shall live again. We shall live again. To your brother, give and take.
just heard Space Monkey, and before that, 25th Floor by Patti Smith. Now this is Human Behavior by Bjork.
Human behavior, but yet so easy.
Hey, it's Liz. You're listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh. That one was Lateralis by Tool, and before that was Venus as a Boy by Bjork. Here's another one by Tool. This is called Schism.
I know the pieces fit.
That one was called Someone Great by LCD Sound System. You've been listening to Noise Theory on WRCT Pittsburgh, and my name is Liz. Make sure to tune in on Thursday at 4 p.m. or next Monday at 3 p.m. And if you're interested in the show, you can head over to WRCT.org, click on Noise Theory, and you can see everything that I was playing today, as well as my contact info if you want to say hi. Alright, this is my last track for today. It's another one by LCD Sound System. It's called All My Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Use prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Christians have their hymns and pages, Havanagilas
for the Jews,
Baptists have the Rock of Ages, atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune, born again, sing He is risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a Bacchantata.
Lutherans
get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada. But they do have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing.
They sing to heaven. Coptics have the Book of Scrolls. Numerologists count. They count to seven.
5, 6, 7.
Atheists have rock and roll.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Atheists don't have no songs.
Christians have their hymns and pages. Havanagilas
for the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages. Atheists just sing the blues.
Catholics dress up for Mass
and listen to Gregorian chants.
Atheists just take a pass.
Watch football in their underpants.
Atheists
don't have no songs.
WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ain't no time for education. Too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton needs hoeing. And that's too much plowing to be done. Always out there, out in the red hot sun, thought the work wasn't ever done. Oh,
heat of the day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain. God, we still got a haul that hay. It was hard, but it was fair. We was always out there. Out in the red hot sun. All the work was never done. Oh, say a crop of sun. It was losing. Cause the work was never done. It was losing. Oh, say a crop of sun. Oh, say a crop of sun.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Now, what's the NRA's secret, right? I remember the CNN town hall after the Parkland shooting back in 2018, and one of the students asked Marco, Senator Rubio, you know, are you willing to give up NRA money? The NRA, the money that the NRA gives to pro-gun candidates is not that important, and it is not as important as the money that the NRA devotes to attack ads. Before, with front groups, now due to Citizens United, they don't have to even bother hiding it. But attack ads attacking gun control candidates. And in the past, they've been quite successful at that. Now, with the strength of the gun reform movement, it seems like it's going to be harder.
That's Frank Smythe, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Frank Smythe on the NRA Unmasked. Given the recent mass shootings which left 18 dead in Atlanta and in our hometown of Boulder, we are rebroadcasting this program. Gun violence exacts an enormous toll on U.S. society, claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. Many more thousands are wounded and scarred physically and psychologically. From malls to schools, from places of worship to concerts, there is no safe space. Weapons of war are easily obtainable. We have the spectacle of armed militias in combat gear roaming state houses, threatening the lives of government officials, and invading the national capital itself on January 6th. The main gun lobby is the National Rifle Association, the NRA. It resists common sense reforms. No matter the tragic occasion, the NRA recites its slogan, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." The NRA denounces calls for reasonable gun control as attacks on freedom and liberty. The organization's actual history is hidden not only from the general public, but even from its own members. To talk about the NRA is Frank Smythe. He's an independent journalist whose articles have appeared in The Washington Post and The Progressive. He's the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. And now, Frank Smythe.
As you know, this is the third anniversary, most of you know, of the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting 3 years ago that resulted in 17 fatalities, I believe, and a number more injured. And it also led to students from Parkland High School, surviving students, taking a lead to energize the gun reform movement. And they've accomplished a lot. We're going to talk about that, though I still think there are a number of hurdles ahead in terms of implementing meaningful and lasting gun reform, gun control in the United States. Biden's gun plan today, on the third anniversary, President Biden announced that he put his gun plan that he's had in the works now since he was a candidate. He's now announced he's going to attempt to put it into, turn these proposals into law. Number one, they would eliminate or reduce the